With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A key GOP senator has no objection to releasing video of that military strike that killed two survivors off the coast of Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Senator Tom Cotton, who leads the Senate Intelligence Committee, says a video of the military strike on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean shows nothing remarkable, and he would not oppose its public release. However, Congressman Jim Hines, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, said this video was profoundly shaking. Last week, President Trump said there would be no problem in releasing the video. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs predicting President Trump will remain influential when voters cast their ballots next year, despite the absence of a presidential election.
This will nevertheless be a referendum on Donald Trump. So President Trump's going to be out there campaigning for everyone, so that's going to be helpful.
And Biggs says he believes pundits are misinterpreting the recent GOP special election victory in Tennessee.
I think the Van Epps case, the Tennessee 7 case, shows us is the panic. Oh, my gosh, we're going to lose this. You know, this is a big deal. I think it didn't put it to bed. It means we've got a lot of work to do. We've got to get a lot of work done. But it also says America's not, even though we're being told this, America's not quite ready to go to radical left socialism just yet.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel and Hamas expected to move into a second phase of their ceasefire soon. It will begin when Hamas returns the remains of the last hostage. The ceasefire's second phase involves disarming Hamas militants and demilitarizing Gaza. Also includes deploying an international force to help secure Gaza. This is SRN News. A new poll gauges trust all around the world.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether you believe that most people can be trusted. Sweden is the most trusting nation, with 83% saying yes. Next comes the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and Australia. In the U.S., 55% of respondents think most people can be trusted. The Pew study also reveals that here in America, Jews are the most trusting religious group at 70% versus 56% of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Tech University system restricting how faculty discuss sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation in class. Chancellor Brandon Creighton also introducing a process for professors to have their course content approved by the Board of Regents. Creighton says the goal is to provide clarity, consistency, and guardrails that protect academic excellence. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on more incidents involving Chinese forces and a Philippine military plane.
Philippine officials say Chinese forces have fired three flares from an artificial island toward a Philippine plane. This incident happened when the Philippine plane was making a routine patrol in the disputed South China Sea. The flares did not cause any problems, and the aircraft proceeded with its surveillance mission. According to Filipino officials, the flares were fired from the Chinese-occupied Subi Reef, but it remained unclear how far they were from the Philippine Fisheries Bureau's Cessna Grand Caravan aircraft. Chinese officials did not immediately comment on the incident. Beijing has claimed virtually the entire South China Sea and has vowed to persistently defend its sovereignty. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More details at srnnews.com.